Now, we're probably all familiar with Ian Kiernan, who started the Clean Up Australia Day, oh, way back in the 90s. We've been going for a while now. And Pip, his daughter, has taken up the baton, and today we're having a chat. How are you, Pip?
I'm well. Thank you for having me on the program.
Oh, my pleasure. And I know you must be super busy because D-Day is coming up this Sunday. It is the annual Clean Up Australia Day because it's always on the first Sunday of March, isn't it?
That's right, it is. So it's coming up this Sunday, the 7th of March, and it's not too late to register. You can get online at cleanup.org.au and you can either register a site that you'd like to see cleaned up or join one near you.
Yeah, now we actually have it in our What's On guide. So if people head to our SALT website, salt1065.com, just look for the post, Clean Up Australia Day. There is a link that you can click on if, hey, you want to get some friends together or your church group or perhaps your community organisation and there's a particular park or area that you think really needs attention. You can sign up and I know when they sign up there, you guys will send them some gear, won't you?
We will. If you're later signing up, we might have some challenges getting it to you in time. But if you allow enough notice for us, we get bags, gloves and the kit to you and everything you need to clean up. But regardless, we'll give you all the instructions to run a great clean up. You might just have to bring your own bags and gloves if you're cutting it.
A bit fine.
That's right.
But better to get on board, even if it's a bit late, rather than not at all. Or maybe you and your family would like to get involved. You think, oh, well, we'll just go to someone who's already organised something. There's another link on our website that you can go to. Click on that and then you put your postcode in and it will let you know all the groups that are around you. So you can then join one of those groups that are going to be getting together, and they've probably already got their gear because they do it every year. And so does it run all day or is it mainly a morning thing or is there any specifics?
It's however long you can give it and would like to give it. So some people come and clean up for an hour, some for a couple of hours. Our site supervisors are there for a little longer, but generally an event will either run in the morning or afternoon. It won't be an all-day event at a particular site. And, of course, we know waste challenges go beyond one day. So for those that can't join us on Clean Up Australia Day, you can register a clean-up at any time through the year and we'll provide you those materials free of charge to run your event.
Fantastic. Now, of course, Clean Up Australia Day was the brainchild of your dad because he saw some mess around where you lived and he said, we've got to do something about this. And, I mean, it's grown to be huge, hasn't it?
It really has. I mean, the stimulus for Dad was he was a solo yachtsman and did a solo race around the world, and he was horrified by the pollution he saw in what should have been some of the most pristine parts of the ocean in the world. So he decided to come back and do something about it in his own backyard, and clean up Sydney Harbour occurred in 1989 and 40,000 people turned up in the following year. It became a national program for Clean Up Australia Day, and each year we have between 600 and 700,000 Australians who take part in that day, and then obviously all through the year people run their clean up events. So it's great to see Australians still get behind it and care about it, and it's good positive action where you can get out with your friends and family, as you've said, and do something that really makes a difference by getting the litter out of our environment.
Well, of course, because if it's on the land, it will eventually wash down out to the ocean. So I guess he was like, hey, let's go back to the source. Let's get it off the land before it makes its way to the sea. Yeah. And it's a good thing to get the kids involved in. It teaches them some valuable lessons and it also gives them that sense of community and a bit of pride for their neighbourhood, their little patch of Australia.
It really does. It really does. And the kids get so involved and enthusiastic about it. So, of course, we have our schools clean up day the Friday before Clean Up Australia Day, and we have, you know, thousands of schools across the country that take part, which is really wonderful to see.
Awesome. Now, look, perhaps you've left it a bit late. You haven't organised anything. I do happen to know that here on the Sunshine Coast, Good Life Community Centre get involved in it every year. We see them bring the big skip bin into the car park. So perhaps if on the Sunday you're out and about and you've just got a few minutes and you see some trash somewhere, and you can pick it up, and you can always drop it off here to Good Life Community Centre, where they've got the bin there ready for you to get rid of it. Lovely chatting with you, Pip. Thanks so much for your time, and all the best with it on Sunday.
Thanks so much.